Module 9, to succeed with a virtual team. Succeeding with traditional face-to-face teams can be challenging enough, but succeeding with a virtual team can be just as hard, if not more so. Inspiring a team to create and meet goals, maintain motivation, and work together are only a few obstacles when managing a team that you cannot see on a daily basis. But with effective communication and a little discipline, any virtual team can succeed. Set clear goals. Setting goals are one of the most elementary processes that can lead to success. After all, you don't know where you're going until you determine what you want. Clear goals are normally set for the team as a whole, as well as each individual teammate. The manager works with the team to determine what they want to achieve over a set amount of time, i.e., increased sales, decreased absences, while the employee sets their own goals about what they want to achieve as a member of the team, i.e., decreased data errors, increased personal productivity. Setting goals with your virtual team can help them stay task-focused and can make them feel as though they are making a difference on the team. Tips for setting goals: determine what you want to achieve, define a path that can help you get there, there may be more than one, decide what you will do when you reach that goal. Create standard operating procedures, SOPs. A standard operating system is generally a company's process or procedure that it follows in the workplace. Sometimes a company does not feel the need to document these procedures, since many people may already know it. But creating these procedures and correctly documenting them allows the manager to share them with other employees and create them as a type of guideline and resource. As a manager, review some of the procedure and processes that have worked for you in the past and try to create them into an SOP. Although it can be time-consuming, it will be worth the benefits in the end. On a virtual team, these can be especially helpful for employees who may not have experience on the team yet. They will come to you for help and will need to learn procedures if they are able to contribute to the team. Build a team culture. Your virtual team is your family. Every member should take the time to know each other and familiarize themselves with someone else's situation. After all, every member of the team is a human being and deserves to be treated with respect and friendliness. If employees are not able to socialize locally, allow them to have a chat room on a private server or a virtual community they can come and go in to speak with other employees on a non-business level. If possible, assign projects or assignments in pairs or small groups to encourage further mingling and socializing. When the employees feel as though they are part of a family, they see each other's teammates as family also and will create their own team culture they can fit into. Provide timely feedback. Positive or negative, feedback is a great tool to help employees at work. On a virtual team, giving timely feedback is important to the team's overall success. Employees need to know how they are doing on assignments and need to know if they need to change anything. Since the manager cannot randomly approach the employee to give feedback as they would in person, it is best to set up regular, scheduled sessions, such as by phone or chat, to alert the employee of any negative feedback that needs to be addressed or any positive feedback that should be shared. This will require the manager to get to know the employee personally so that the feedback sessions are not awkward or uncomfortable. Case study. Scott was reevaluating his virtual team and looked over their recent progress. He has already implemented a timely feedback procedure which helps him deliver any tips or suggestions to his employees. But he wants the team to feel more like a family, so he decided to have a conference call with his team and check in to see how they were doing. While on the call, Scott mentioned that he wanted the team to feel closer together and wanted to use this time to create clear and productive goals for the team and for each employee. He also wanted them to review some of their current SOPs and determine if any of them needed to be altered or changed, depending on whether or not they were working for everyone. Every employee contributed to the conversation and had some great ideas. By the end of the call, Scott had felt like his employees were closer now than before and would be able to work better together in the future, which would lead to more success for the team as a whole.